you know, first up, I just want to welcome our guest returning to the Word of Mouth Wednesday for our Back to School Return episode, Return to Ryerson. We've got a hip-hop artist, a spoken word performer, and currently the president of the Continuing Education Students Union of Ryerson. And I'd like to welcome to the show today, joining us in the studio, Muhammad Ali Amir.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, Muhammad Ali. Just wondering, you know, what is the latest? What's up at Ryerson? What's up with Caesar? What are you up to?
Well, students are back, so it's great to see first year students arriving, moving in. Orientation week's under full swing, and next week is the Frosh Weeks at Ryerson, all across the GTA, and really all across the country. So at Ryerson, we got some dope stuff going on. Next Thursday, September 9th, we have our first ever Ryerson disorientation. So disorientation is kind of like a counter Frosh Week. We're going to have a lot of progressive voices as artists, activists, community members joining us, taking over Gold Street right here. We're going to be shutting it down, the last little bit that isn't currently shut down. And we're going to have basically a community event with really progressive voices, activist voices all day long. Like I said, performers, and lots of ways students can connect with the community and really get involved with making change happen. And then on Friday, September 10th, a Ryerson student-only event, a real tradition in our community. We have the annual parade and picnic. This year, really excited to let folks know that Shad K, one of the dopest and most progressive MCs in this country, is going to be headlining parade and picnic. Last year, Exclaim magazine called the RSU's parade and picnic the best in the country, and hopefully it's going to be just as dope this year. So that's going down Friday, September 10th for all you Ryerson students, and disorientation is going down Thursday, September 9th.
Awesome, awesome. And yeah, that's just a bit of a coincidence there that you just mentioned Shad K is going to be on campus, because we just heard one of his tracks there, and Victor Baines Marshall just closed out the Middle Passage with that. So shout outs to Victor Baines Marshall, shout outs to Shad K, and you know, all the Ryerson students back on campus. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, though, is an ad that I saw in the Ryerson Free Press. And it's about an event that takes place next week, Howard Zinn film screening, a documentary about Howard Zinn, co-sponsored by Caesar at Ryerson. What's this all about?
Caesar's had a long tradition of working with the War Resisters Support Campaign, the campaign fighting for U.S. soldiers' rights to stay in Canada as refugees, U.S. soldiers who are against the war in Iraq, conscientious objectors. So the campaign, the War Resisters campaign, is actually screening a film, a documentary about Howard Zinn called Howard Zinn, You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train. We're going to have the actual makers of the film there to take questions, and it's also going to be introduced by really respected author Naomi Klein. So it's going to be a great event. It's going down at the Bloor Cinema, 506 Bloor Street West, $10. All proceeds go to the War Resisters Support Campaign, and Caesar came on as official sponsors of the event, so we'll be there in full force talking about student issues. But yeah, it's going to be a great film screening for a great cause, and it's a really important time for the War Resisters, because moving forward right now, it looks like the motion as to whether or not to allow U.S. War Resisters to stay in Canada will be heard in Parliament, and it'll go to a binding vote. So hopefully, if this motion gets passed, like two other non-binding motions did at Parliament, this time around, the third time, it will actually stick, and U.S. soldiers will be granted their right to stay in Canada. And also, there has been a lot of heavy movement on the judicial front, trying to get the courts to step up and allow them to stay. So this is a really crucial time for the campaign, but with all this upswing, it creates a lot of costs in regards to legal fees, lobbying, and whatnot. So this is a really important fundraiser, and it's going to make a real impact on the campaign, which, you know, a lot of people can fairly say is at a watershed moment right now. You know, I know I got involved with the campaign in 2006, and the campaign had already been active for years before I got involved. So, you know, after many, many years, it looks like there's finally some light at the end of the tunnel, but it's not over yet. And this fundraiser will hopefully go a long way, you know, to fulfilling that fight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, that's a big issue that I've been thinking about, just because of what I've been seeing in the news, you know, especially with when we're thinking about the American military, is what's been announced. I guess yesterday, President Obama made this big speech about the withdrawal of troops in Iraq. And then I guess Joe Biden, we just played that clip to start off the show, that he is actually in Iraq, some base, I guess, American military base that they call Camp Victory, making a speech. What do you have any comments on, you know, what you're thinking about this? Is this war over, war in Iraq? What's going on here?
Well, I mean, look, there's still tens of thousands of private soldiers still on the ground in Iraq, right? This war is not over. The occupation is not over. And that's just clear. Everyone knows it. And that's why, the discussion has been so muted. You know, it's not very often the President of the United States goes live on national television during prime time to make such an announcement. But it is rare that after the fact, the day after, it is not the most critical thing being discussed, because at the end of the day, people know. I mean, to a certain extent, it is a farce. The war continues. The occupation continues. There are tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers, private U.S. soldiers on the ground in Iraq, and the occupation continues. The military bases are still there. And I mean, really, there doesn't look like there's going to be any end to it. And unfortunately, U.S. President Barack Obama, I feel, has not followed through on his commitment to end the war, because the war continues and the occupation continues.
Right. And see, this is, one thing that I was wondering about, you know, just bringing it a bit close to home here, now that you're talking about troops on the ground, just because of what we went through here in Toronto, and it's been an issue that we've been talking about on the Word of Mouth Wednesday since it happened, and that was the G20. Actually, the last time I interviewed you was actually at a G20 protest, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on this, on what happened in Toronto with the G20? What was it like for you? Because I know you mentioned that you're living downtown. Do you have any thoughts on that?
It's the same thoughts that people across the city have been sharing. It's a shame. It's disgusting how our civil liberties as Canadians were encroached upon by the state, by the police. It's nothing short of disgusting. The attack on civil liberties that took place, I think it's going to be a long road to really, to really get an inquiry called by either the federal or provincial government. I think that's what we need. We need a public inquiry to investigate why our civil liberties were encroached upon. And yeah, I mean, what took place was nothing short of a shame a real offense to democracy in this country.
Right. And, one of the things that we were mentioning on the show in the past was something that I noticed on in the Ryerson paper, actually, this summer, in the eye-opener, or written on the website of the eye-opener, was that during the G20 here on campus, that there had been some reports that there was like an undercover RCMPs were found in the newspaper office, actually, itself. I'm not sure. Had you heard at all of this situation that happened? Had you heard this?
I think I remember some kind of discussions around that, just passing discussions. But formally, no, it hasn't come up to me formally. I think I do remember something being mentioned to me. But again, it's not something I recall clearly. It's definitely something, now that you remind me, I am going to go back and double check on that, because it was concerning. And maybe next time you bring me out, I can expand on it a bit more.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's the alarming thing, is that we're seeing the criminalization on campus, of the activism on campus, and that's what we saw in or from the reports we've got from what happened at the U of T grad students, where there was a lot of one of the mass arrests of the G20. But I guess that whole G20 event, there was a whole lot of mass arrests. But just bringing it back to campus though, with activism on campus, is there any campaigns that you've got coming up with Caesar or with the Students' Union or
it's September, so obviously campaign's going to be in full swing. Ryerson Students Against War are going to start meeting again. We'll also be working with Students for Sustainability. Next week we'll be when students return for Frosh Week, we'll be launching our fund drive for Pakistan disaster relief efforts in regards to the flooding that took place very recently. We'll be working with the university president and the RSU on that, as well as hopefully the Pakistani Students Association and the Muslim Students Association. All those different groups and people have expressed serious interest in working together, and hopefully that'll be launched on Monday. And also, We'll be launching our childcare campaign, calling on the provincial government to to properly fund a sustainable childcare campaign and system for this province. And lastly, we've already launched this week our big campaign. Province-wide campaign called Education is the Right, calling on the province to properly fund education. It'll be a big campaign that we'll be pushing through all the way through to the provincial elections next year. So we're getting started early in regards to getting the message out there to the provincial government and to members of Queen's Park that education is a right, and Ontarians are basically fed up with the fact that Ontario has the highest tuition fees out of all the provinces, and Ontario has the lowest per student funding out of all the provinces, and Ontario has the largest teacher to student classroom ratio out of all the provinces. Between class sizes being so large, tuition fees being so high, and per student funding being so low, all of which we're at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, it's beyond an embarrassment. It's actually detrimental to our province, to the livelihood of our future. And I think, and you know, we've launched a campaign called Education is the Right to send that message to Queen's Park leading into next year's provincial election.
Awesome. Yeah, get the message out there to Queen's Park, the Ontario officials, in government. In just thinking about government for a second here, with what we've been talking about, in the past few weeks on the show too, and what we're looking forward to in the future is actually there's an election going on right now in the city, the race for mayor. And I was wondering, have any of the organizations you're a part of, or have you endorsed any candidates, or do you support any?
Generally speaking, with the students' unions, our approach is usually, and it's always been, as long as I've been involved, in regards to voter education. It's really critical that we educate students and we mobilize them to go out and vote. So we do voter education campaigns. Right now, there's a citywide coalition of student leaders working on voter education work with the municipal elections, similarly with the provincial elections. I mean, the best example is the fact that right now, it's not just the NDP provincial education, post-secondary education critic who's supportive of lowering tuition fees and increasing student funding. It's also the progressive conservative provincial critic for education, post-secondary education, right? Elected leaders from the right and from the left who support lowering tuition, increasing student funding in this province. So it's important that that we focus on lobbying everybody equally and putting student interests first and foremost ahead of any political parties, as elected leaders for students. And again, the most important thing is to educate students on the issues, to show why it matters to them, be it municipal, provincial, or federal, and also to make sure they go out and vote, to make sure they have the resources, they know how to vote, they know where to vote, and also why they should vote. So yes, I mean, that's what we're focusing on right now, is making sure students have their voice heard loud and clear.
Word up. And, it always comes back to hip-hop when we're speaking with Muhammad Ali Amir. What's the latest? Is there any updates with socialist hip-hop? What's the latest with MC Muhammad Ali? Well, what's your word?
So the website will be dropping in October of 2010, socialisthiphop.ca. And there would also be an album dropping not too long after the launch of the website. And right now, in regards to hip-hop, I mean, one, I'm looking forward to seeing Shad K next Friday on Toronto Island with all the other Ryerson students. And two, the hip-hop open mic's launching again. So the monthly hip-hop open mic sessions that we've been holding at the Ram and the Rye for years, first the Urban Hip-Hop Union brought it on. And last year, I got involved and took a lead on that. So hopefully this year we're in talks with the Urban Hip Hop Union Student Club at Ryerson. We have RSU and Caesar on board. We're also in talks with other student clubs. So hopefully it's going to be a really collective effort. We're going to have great artists and, a lot of people just want to do their thing on an open mic level. Again, always free and it's always a good time. This year it'll be hosted by Fundament, who is an MC from the Boombox Saints crew, and it's going to be dope. So the first one will be launching in a few weeks, and it'll be going throughout the year. Hip-hop open mic at the Ram and the Rye, coming to the Ram and the Rye very soon.
Awesome. So you're saying that's next Wednesday, you're saying?
No, in the coming weeks.
In the coming weeks. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. The schedule's not yet.
No, we're finalizing the schedule right now, but I mean, definitely before the open mic drops, I'm definitely going to come back on the show and promote it. So people will definitely get a chance to find out.
For real, yeah. And thanks a lot, Muhammad Ali Amir, for joining us today on the Word of Mouth Wednesday.
No problem, bro.